The content of this program is intended for people who are blind, have low vision, or print disabilities. Hello, I'm Doris Hyde for the North Carolina Reading Service. For the next half hour, I will be presenting the latest vision news. Today's vision news is underwritten by the Apex Lions Club, serving the community since 1937 by providing services and financial support for people who are blind, have low vision, or print disabilities. To learn more about the services provided by the Apex Lions Club, go to apexlions.org. First up from 9to5mac.com, we have data leak affecting everyone in the U.S., U.K., and Canada was even worse than we thought, by Ben Lovejoy. Hard as it may be to imagine, the massive data leak, which appears to include the personal data of everyone in the U.S., U.K., and Canada, was even worse than we thought. In a truly epic security fail, the same data was hosted by a partner company which managed to publish its own passwords, enabling absolutely anyone to access the data. We learned last week of the leak of around 2.7 billion records. Each record consists of the following information: a person's name, mailing addresses, and social security numbers, with some records including additional information like other names associated with the person. None of this data is encrypted. But now, Krebs on Security, that's spelled K-R-E-B-S, reports that one of the company's resellers managed to accidentally publish its own login details for the database right there on its home page. Another NPD data broker, which shares access to the same consumer records, inadvertently published the passwords to its back-end database in a file that was freely available from its homepage until today. A reader alerted Krebs on Security that a sister NPD property, the background search service recordscheck.net, was hosting an archive that included the usernames and password for the site's administrator. Still, at least it would be impossible for things to get any worse, right? Right? The exposed archive, which was named members.zip, indicates records check users were all initially assigned the same 6-character password and instructed to change it, but many did not. How to check your data and protect yourself. If you want to check whether your data was exposed, those resident in the U.S. can use one of two free lookup services, npdbreach.com, npd.pentester.com. Unfortunately, neither supports searches for UK or Canadian addresses. As the database was an older backup, you may find that the data it holds for you is out of date. However, if it is current, it's recommended that you freeze your credit. This should prevent anyone stealing your identity to apply for loans or payment cards in your name, as all applications should be declined. Photo by Bruno Aguirre on Unsplash. From Yahoo.com, what is national public data? More on the leak and how to protect your personal data. Published Friday, August 23rd. Little has been made known about national public data before the company suffered a massive data breach, which leaked the personal information, including addresses and social security numbers, of roughly 2.9 billion people. As lawsuits against national public data begin to pile up, here's what you need to know about the centralized personal data collecting company and steps you can take now to see if your personal data has been compromised. What is national public data? National Public Data is a Florida-based credit and criminal background check company operated by Jericho Pictures, Inc. That's J-E-R-I-C-O. Our services are currently used by investigators, background check websites, data resellers, mobile apps, applications, and more, read National Public Data's website. Have access to the greatest level of public information retrieval available on the Internet. Was your personal information leaked by National Public Data? How to check? National Public Data did not offer a direct method of checking with the company itself to see if your data has been leaked. Its website suggested instead that you monitor your credit reports and stay in contact with the three major credit reporting agencies, Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion. National Public Data also suggests you freeze your credit card if you think you have been victimized by the National Public Data breach. As a first step, we recommend that you closely monitor your financial accounts, and if you see any unauthorized activity, you should promptly contact your financial institution, National Public Data advised. As a second step, you may want to contact the three U.S. credit reporting agencies to obtain a free credit report from each by calling 1-877-322-8228 or by logging in to www.annualcreditreport.com. How did this massive data breach happen? According to one of the lawsuits, cyber criminal group USDOD accessed the network of the National Public Data and stole unencrypted personal information. About April 8, 2024, the group posted a database on the dark web, claiming it contained information on about 2.9 billion people and putting it up for sale at $3.5 million. The plaintiff in that case, Christopher Hoffman of Fremont, California, was notified by an identity theft protection service that his data had been compromised and found on the dark web as a result of the data breach. Damon C. Williams is a Philadelphia-based journalist reporting on trending topics across the Mid-Atlantic region. This article originally appeared on Bucks County Courier Times. The National Public Data probably has your personal info. Was it leaked? The 2024 Paralympic Games have opened in Paris this year. Here is an article from the BBC.com about soccer. Paralympics 2024, a guide to blind football at the Paris Games. Key information, dates 1 through 7 September. Venue, Eiffel Tower Stadium. Gold medals on offer, 1. How does blind football work? Five-a-side football, more commonly known as blind football, is a game played by athletes with visual impairments and goalkeepers who are fully sighted. The game is played using a small ball with a bell inside that makes a noise as it moves to aid the players in their movements. The four outfield players must all wear eye shades to ensure fair play, as some players may be partially sighted. The goalkeeper can shout instructions to aid his teammates but must not leave the penalty area, otherwise a penalty kick will be awarded to the opposing team. Each team also has a guide behind each goal to give directions to the players. The guide will often tap the goalposts with a metal baton to give the player an indication of where to shoot. The pitch is surrounded by a rebound wall, so there are no throw-ins and there is no offside rule. If a player attempts a tackle, they must shout the word "voy" before doing so to warn the opposing player. This is used as a safety precaution to avoid any injuries. Matches are played over two halves of 25 minutes, and if a match is drawn, the winner will be decided by a penalty shootout. Is Great Britain competing in blind football? Britain will not be represented in the 8-team competition, having failed to qualify. The England team were third at the 2022 European Championships and were not able to secure a place in Paris at last year's IBSA World Games in Birmingham. Who are the main challengers? Brazil have been the undisputed stars of the sport, winning gold at every Paralympics since the sport made its debut in Athens in 2004. But in Paris, they face a tricky group with the top two in Europe, France and Turkey, along with China. In the other pool, Argentina have been on the podium four times and are the current Americas and world champions. They will be joined by African champions and Tokyo bronze medalists Morocco, Paralympic debutants Colombia and Japan, who were fifth last time out. Did you know? During a football five-a-side game, the crowd and team members on the bench must be completely silent while the ball is in play, so that the players can hear the ball move. If a member of the crowd is making too much noise, the referee can eject them from the arena. From TechCrunch.com, 11 Labs. Founded in 2022 by Peter Dawkowski and Matusz Staniszewski, both Polish names, and I'm not going to try to spell them, 11 Labs is an artificial intelligence startup developing natural-sounding speech software. 11 Labs' text-to-speech app reader is now available globally. 11 Labs, which develops AI-powered tools to create and edit synthetic voices, is making its reader app available globally with support for 32 languages. The app, first released in June in the US, the UK, and Canada, lets users upload any text content, like articles, PDF documents, or ebooks, and listen to it in different languages and voices. Reader now supports languages including Portuguese, Spanish, French, Hindi, German, Japanese, Arabic, Korean, Italian, Tamil, and Swedish. 11 Labs, which became a unicorn earlier this year after raising $80 million from investors, including Andreessen Horowitz, provides an API that companies can use for various use cases, like dubbing or text-to-speech. The company powers voice interactions on the Rabbit R1, as well as text-to-speech features on AI-powered search engine Perplexity, and audio platforms Pocket FM and Cuckoo FM. The Reader app is its first consumer-facing product. The startup said it has added hundreds of new voices from its library that are suited for different languages. Last month, the company licensed the voices of actors such as Judy Garland, James Dean, Burt Reynolds, and Sir Laurence Olivier for the app. 11 Labs said the extended language support is powered by its Turbo version 2.5 model, released last month, which purportedly reduces the latency of text-to-speech conversion and improves quality. The reader app's closest rival is Speechify, which offers additional features like scanning documents for text, integrations with Gmail and Canvas, as well as letting users clone their own voice to read out text. Mozilla-owned Pocket and the New York Times Odd M-based audio app also lets users listen to content. 11 Labs said it would add more features to the app, such as offline support and the ability to share audio snippets. From FightingBlindness.org, Foundation Fighting Blindness and Usher 3 Initiative partner to launch a natural history study for Usher Syndrome Type 3. Dateline Columbia, Maryland and Chicago, Illinois, August 14th. The Foundation Fighting Blindness, with funding from the Usher 3 Initiative, is launching a natural history study of people with Usher Syndrome Type 3, USH3, caused by the N48K mutation of the CLRN1 gene. The 4-year study of up to 20 patients is part of the Foundation's UniRare Natural History Study, enrolling as many as 1,500 patients with a broad range of inherited retinal diseases, IRD, associated with more than 300 genes. The UniRare study is evaluating inherited retinal disease patients at more than 30 clinical research sites in the U.S., EU, and other countries. Data gleaned from UniRare will inform clinical trial design and patient recruitment for clinical trials of emerging inherited retinal disease therapies. Approximately 400,000 people around the world are affected by various types of Usher syndrome, the leading cause of combined deafness and blindness. Approximately 19 genes have been associated with Usher syndrome. Clinical researchers will capture information on both vision and hearing changes for the USH3 cohort of UniRare. Results from the USH3 Natural History Study will help clinical research community and therapy developers, 1, identify potential patients for future clinical trials, 2, better understand disease progression, and 3, identify optimal clinical trial outcome measures for obtaining regulatory approval for therapies. The Foundation is excited to include an USH3 cohort in our UniRare Natural History Study, says Todd Durham, Ph.D., Senior Vice President of Clinical Outcomes and Research at the Foundation. Collaborations like this help us characterize more patients and ultimately give therapy developers the data they need to optimize the design of clinical trials for emerging inherited retinal disease therapies. The Usher 3 Initiative previously received a grant from the Foundation to fund part of the preclinical development of an oral small molecule drug aimed at treating patients with USH3. Additional funding is being sought to launch a phase one human clinical trial for this emerging treatment. Cindy Alden, co-founder and president of the Usher 3 Initiative, expressed enthusiasm about the next steps. "We are delighted to partner with the Foundation Fighting Blindness to launch a natural history study for USH3. This study is critical for the successful design of our clinical trial and for effective patient recruitment. By understanding the progression of the disease in a real-world context, we can tailor our approach to meet the needs of those affected." The JAEB Center, J-A-E-B, for Health Research, is the study's coordinating center. For more information about the study, please go to clinicaltrials.gov. About the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Established in 1971, the Foundation Fighting Blindness is the world's leading private funding source for retinal degenerative disease research. The foundation has raised more than $915 million toward its mission of accelerating research for preventing, treating, and curing blindness caused by the spectrum of blinding retinal diseases, including retinitis pigmentosa, macular degeneration, and Usher syndrome. Visit fightingblindness.org for more information. About the Usher 3 Initiative. The Usher 3 Initiative is a nonprofit research consortium dedicated to finding the cause and a cure for Usher syndrome type 3, a rare genetic disorder marked by the progressive loss of both hearing and vision. Founded in 2007 by Cindy Alden and her father, the late Richard Alden, the initiative has funded collaborative therapy-directed academic and industry research efforts. Visit usherriii.org for more information. About the JAEB Center for Health Research. The JAEB Center for Health Research was established in 1993 as a freestanding nonprofit coordinating center for multi-center clinical trials and epidemiologic research. The JAEB Center's focus is on projects involving eye disorders, diabetes, and cystic fibrosis. The JAEB Center has partnered with the Foundation Fighting Blindness since 2016 with the establishment of the Foundation Fighting Blindness Clinical Consortium. Visit jaeb.org for more information. Media contact Chris Adams, Vice President Marketing and Communications, cadams@fightingblindness.org, or call 410-423-0585. Also from fightingblindness.org, Foundation Fighting Blindness comments on proposed NIH reforms. On August 16, 2024, the Foundation Fighting Blindness shared reactions with the Energy and Commerce Committee in the House of Representatives, a committee with jurisdiction over the National Institutes of Health, NIH. The foundation strongly opposes the proposal to move the National Eye Institute, NEI, into a larger institute focused on brain and neuroscience research. The proposal to eliminate the NEI as a standalone institute was outlined in the ENC committee report and the House LHHS appropriations bill. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is the leading source of private funding to advance treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, including rare diseases like retinitis pigmentosa and more common ones like age-related macular degeneration, AMD. For over 50 years, the foundation funded nearly $1 billion in research, leading to incredible advances, including dozens of clinical staged treatments for these devastating diseases. Among the first advances is the first ever FDA-approved gene therapy for any condition, Luxturna, which is indicated to treat a rare form of blindness, Luxturna. Many of these achievements would not have been possible without our close working relationship with the National Eye Institute and the vital focused expertise and critical funding the NEI directs to advance our field. The field is currently experiencing significant momentum, and it is a concern that any deviation from this focus will have a generational negative impact. The Foundation's opposition to this consolidation comes from our commitment to strong science. The eyes are unique organs that focus and process light to make vision possible. They contain critical tissues and cells, including lenses, corneas, and the vitreous, gel in the middle of the eye, that are unlike any other brain or central nervous system cells. Research to overcome conditions that affect these ocular components is highly specialized. We believe that the complex and specialized field of vision science requires a specialized focus on vision research. As a standalone institute, the NEI can direct funds specifically toward vision research, in supporting niche studies that would otherwise be overlooked. Furthermore, maintaining its autonomy allows the NEI to continue fostering collaborations across various scientific domains, ensuring that vision science is integrated into broader health initiatives. Furthermore, common blinding diseases like age-related macular degeneration, diabetic retinopathy, and glaucoma are unique to the eye. Preventing and treating those conditions also require highly specialized research efforts unrelated to the brain or nervous system. Throughout its more than 50-year history, the foundation has worked closely with the NEI to collaborate on the development of promising drugs, stem cells, and gene therapies. The foundation desperately needs to continue its strong focus on eye diseases and vision through its partnership with the NEI. The American public needs and demands it. Public concern about vision loss underscores the need for dedicated vision research. Studies show that vision loss is among the greatest health fears, affecting life and independence and more than other conditions. With an aging population, the prevalence of age-related eye conditions is increasing, making NEI's mission even more critical. Maintaining their standalone status ensures that vision health will continue to receive specialized attention, resources, and leadership necessary to advance research, treatment, and public health efforts to related eye diseases and vision disorders. The foundation also expresses concern about the proposed term limits for NIH Institute directors, which may disrupt continuity and hinder long-term research. Stability in leadership is essential for maintaining impactful scientific progress. Finally, while supporting transparency and accountability within NIH, we urge Congress to thoroughly consult stakeholders before implementing significant reforms. Preserving NEI as an independent institute is crucial for advancing vision research and addressing public health challenges effectively. There are two Foundation Fighting Blindness events that are coming up with local chapters called the Insights Forum. There's a webinar coming up Thursday, August 29th at 11 a.m. Eastern Time online. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is pleased to invite you to the upcoming Insights Forum, our quarterly conference call providing updates to the blinding disease community. The focus of this call is to report progress on the Foundation's mission-related initiatives, highlight recent developments, and provide scientific and research updates. And the local chapter, Triangle Triad Chapter Baseball Social, also August 29th at 6:35 p.m. Eastern Time at the Durham Ballpark, 409 Blackwell Street, Durham, North Carolina, 27701. Take me out to the ballgame community event. Here are the details for the ballgame. Triangle Triad Chapter Baseball Social. Thursday, August 29th, 2024, 6:35 p.m. Eastern Time. Foundation Fighting Blindness Triangle Triad Chapter for Laughs, Camaraderie, and Fun at the Durham Bulls Field. Take me out to the ball game. Please join the Foundation Fighting Blindness Triangle Triad Chapter. And they repeated themselves. Thank you to the generosity of the Durham Bulls. Tickets are $24 and can be purchased by visiting the link below. $5 from every purchase goes directly to Foundation Fighting Blindness. Get ready to join the fun while making a difference for sight-saving research. All seating will be behind the netting. Don't forget about the ncreadingservice.org 2024 New Visions Gala coming up September 13th at the Glenwood Ballroom Crabtree Marriott, Raleigh, North Carolina. There's a hot link to click on the website to buy tickets. Tickets are $150 and they have a fantastic menu. Here's a reminder from AFB.org about their 2024 AFB Leadership Conference, Leading in the Digital Age. AFBLC, American Foundation for the Blind 2024 Leadership Conference, September 23rd through 25th, 2024, Minneapolis, Minnesota, Hyatt Regency, Minneapolis. Join us for the 2024 American Foundation for the Blind Leadership Conference, AFBLC, which will be held at the Hyatt Regency in Minneapolis, Minnesota from September 23rd to 25th. Register at the Hotlink. We are delighted to hold this year's conference in Minneapolis. The motto for this great American city is Avant, which is French for forward. This motto plays a key role as we convene leaders and future leaders from every aspect encompassing the field, offering an engaging program that will look to the future of leadership, impacting not just the millions of Americans who are blind, but the more than 42 million Americans who live life with vision loss each day. Featuring a rich history of fostering innovation and empowerment, the AFB Leadership Conference is a pivotal platform to convene corporations, advocacy groups, government representatives, and the blind and low vision community as we work together to shape the future of inclusion. Join us at the forefront of change as we navigate the intersection of technology and empowerment, paving the way for a more inclusive future for all. We're excited to announce that continuing education credits will be available at the 2024 AFB Leadership Conference. There's a hot link to learn more. Professionals in the field of blindness and low vision can earn up to 10 CEs through ACVREP. There are no additional fees for earning credits. Visit the AFB Leadership Conference Agenda hot link for the latest information on the sessions, workshops, and networking opportunities that will be available at the conference. We hope to have you with us this year. Explore the agenda at another hot link. Registration. Registration is open. Sign up to attend, become an exhibitor, or apply to be a speaker at this esteemed event. Additionally, hotel booking is available. Register now at the hot link. Registration pricing. Early bird was long done. Regular registrations at a full package price, $495. For exhibitor information, please email Ronak Patel at rpatel@afb.org. You can also check out how your organization become a sponsor here. Another hot link. Hotel details. The 2024 AFB Leadership Conferences and Roommates room rates are $229 for single or double occupancy, $254 for triple occupancy, $279 for quadruple occupancy. Reserve your room at the Hyatt Regency Minneapolis by September 3rd to secure the conference room rate. Conference updates. Want to stay up to date on the latest conference developments? Sign up to receive our annual leadership conference updates. You can sign up at AFBLC email updates at another hot link. From NBCOlympics.com, Anastasia Pagonis is relatively new to the para swimming scene, but has already made a big splash. Pagonis, who is blind with Stargardt's disease, just made her World Para Swimming World Series debut in 2020, but has a massive social media following across TikTok and Instagram. The 17-year-old Pagonis shares tips and tricks for other blind people, as well as behind-the-scenes looks at her training in addition to general lifestyle content. Well, I hope you enjoyed today's episode of Vision News. I'm Doris Hyde, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. Today's episode is underwritten by the Apex Lions Club, serving the community since 1937 by providing services and financial support for people who are blind, have low vision, or print disabilities. To learn more about the services provided by the Apex Lions Club, go to apexlions.org. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind, have low vision, or print disabilities. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast.